Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face, a sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? Ladies and gentlemen, the great Tom Poland.
And I had a brain sneeze or something. I said, hey, I'm just curious, who would you say was the world's most irresistible man? And she, of course, looked at me and said, why, of course you are, dear. I said, yeah, bald, pot belly, wrinkled. Who couldn't go for that, right?
Yeah.
No, I said, come on, who's the boss? She came up with Hugh Jackman. And as soon as she said Hugh Jackman, she started doing this thing where she put her hands to her face and sort of trying to cool herself down. I said, okay, so Hugh Jackman's the world's most irresistible man. Stupid question number two coming up. I said, what would you do if there was a knock at the front door right now? You walked over there, you opened the door, and there was Hugh Jackman. He dropped to one knee. And he held up a small red velvet box. He flipped it open. It was a $1 million diamond ring. He said, you don't know me, but my name's Hugh Jackman. Would you make me the happiest man on earth? Would you run away with me for the rest of my life? What would you say to him? She looked at me and she said, well, Tom, you know I love you, right? And I thought, yeah, and I know what's coming next. She said, well, I'm sorry, but the definition of irresistible is you can't resist. I'd go away with the guy. Have an adventure. I said, don't apologize. If I'd answered the door and he proposed to me, I would have gone away and I'm not even gay. So moral of the story is,
yeah,
don't do Hugh Jackman marketing, because we are not the commercial value proposition equivalent of the irresistible Hugh Jackman. So you got to give people a date first. And I use online meetings for that. I say, look, if you have an interest in lead generation and you don't want to do cold calling and you think complicated online funnels are not your bag, come along and I'll show you how to generate leads. It's a very direct, transparent value proposition. It's kind of like a first date, because I'm definitely not the commercial equivalent of Hugh Jackman. So
no,
I'm certainly
not
balling up to strange.
Wait.
I'm not the commercial. I'm not. No. Seriously, I ain't the physical equivalent. You want to establish what I call psychological allure. And I know that sounds like mumbo jumbo.
No,
but
it doesn't. Because I was just going to ask you, is it logical or emotional?
Well, it's both. But it's got a big mistake that most people make in marketing, well, newbies to marketing, is thinking everything's got to be about the emotions. You know, if you're dealing with a sophisticated premium priced prospective client, you got to wake them up with the emotions, ideally without them knowing, but then you got to justify it with some logic prior
Correct.
To the purchase point.
Yeah, I
you
agree.
Mm-hmm.
Attract emotionally,
well,
justify
logic. We got one thing in common. That's great. Oh, two things, boldness.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe three. Maybe you'd run away with Hugh as well. I don't know.
I'll tell you, though, I stood and applauded at that movie, The Greatest Showman.
You know, I find him very attractive, but I wouldn't run away with him.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Said she fondly, flapping
record.
Her eyelids
just
at Jeffrey.
For the
but total
well,
bullshit, by the
record,
way. Yeah, total bullshit, by the way.
No, for real. For real.
No, she would turn to me and go, can I have like a week?
No.
Can I just do it till I need glasses?
So you've developed this leads program. I'm changing the subject here. If you
Jeffrey,
haven't noticed,
you're awful. Yeah.
All right. So you've developed
back
this
to me.
Leads
back
program.
To me. Come on,
right,
guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Back to you. What made you want to develop this program? What, like, did you see a need in the marketplace, or where did it come from?
I wanted to make money, Jen.
Uh-huh. Well, you're honest. And, thank you.
And I blew like tens of thousands of dollars flying out of the world, sitting at the feet of alleged marketing gurus, coming back, implementing faithfully, and finding that 3 months after that, all I had was an empty bank account balance. Mm-hmm. So I got highly, 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 you guys say pissed, I think. Over here we say pissed off. It means the same thing.
Yeah.
Really freaking annoyed with spending money and spending energy and spending time and putting in whatever, a LinkedIn system, a Facebook advertising thing, whatever the heck it was, because I don't mind hard work, and finding that the freaking thing didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured in the end I had to just test and observe what worked in the world of reality, not in La La Land that all these – because, you know, most marketing people – are really, really good at selling their thing. But unfortunately, it's like they've got, you know, the value delivery is like a 2 out of 10 and their marketing's 10 out of 10.
Did you say most marketing people are good at selling?
No, well, I'm good at marketing. Let's put it like that. Yeah. Let's
Jen pays attention.
Okay, are you still back there? Okay. So, and I said the word selling. That was a mistake.
Will Hodling, sounds like yodeling. Will Hodling is the founder and CEO of Strive, a San Francisco-based startup helping companies hire salespeople based on skills and potential rather than pedigree and prestige. Will has spent his entire career at the intersection of education and technology. Prior to Strive, he helped build a world-class university from scratch at Minerva, and worked on educational initiatives at Google and YouTube. Dude, that's a hell of an introduction. Will, welcome to Sell or Die and about 100,000 diehards a month.
So when a new salesperson is entering the market, they've graduated college or they're of age now to work and be a salesperson, they need to learn two things. They need to learn how to hold a job and what you like, the basics of having a job and what to do, and how to sell. So how would you prepare them for those two things?
Absolutely. So I think we are probably better suited to focus on number two, the kind of hard skills of how to sell. And so in the future, and again, this is not exactly what we're focused on today, but the goal in the future is candidates would complete our evaluation and then we would provide them the training they need on Challenger or whatever different sales methodology it is, so that's kind of the functions. And there's also the technical skills. How do you use Salesforce? How do you use Outreach? How do you use Connect and Sell? Whatever the job specific tooling is. So we would focus on those components. The professionalism, the kind of conscientiousness, how to actually do work is, I think, more something that we will evaluate than something we'll necessarily train. It's hard to train somebody to follow up and to be diligent and to be structured. You can obviously guide them, but that's a lot of more, you know, innate characteristics that we will evaluate in candidates.
So the challenge that you have is you take these candidates and you uncover what will make them better. I don't want to say their weaknesses. I'd rather say where can they improve in order to be a more fulfilled person, thereby a better employee.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. And so we're focused today on let's define the universe of characteristics, skills, abilities that are essential to job performance. So like we consider them the job competencies that companies really care about. And then next, the idea is some of those competencies are things that we can teach people and let's teach people those traits. Go ahead.
Oh, no, keep going. And then I have a question for you.
Oh, so I think that right now we have it grouped into four categories. So we think about cognitive skills. We think about experience, hard skills, and personality. Some of those are really hard to teach people. It's hard to teach people to have the right personality for a sales job, right?
That's you either have it or you don't.
Well, yeah, exactly. But in New York, it's real easy. You have to be an ass.
No, you do not.
Yeah, certain markets. Maybe we should just only recruit in certain markets. But no. But some of those components, the hard skills, are things that can absolutely be taught. And so our goal is let's go out and let's find people who have the personality to be great in sales. Let's find people who have the cognitive ability, the critical thinking, creative thinking, verbal communication, written communication. And then let's teach them the skills related to the job. So let's teach them prospecting and a pre-approach, approach, overcoming objections, et cetera. And so that's kind of our model. We really want to define what matters in sales to predict performance and to teach people the things that are teachable.
Sell or Die Hards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.